Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtotara Satashishi His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Ashtotara Satashishi His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Mara Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Iskon Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Karantarashiman Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to the assembled devotees. Oh, glories to Shishi Guru and Shigauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 10, Text Number 33. Entitled Prahlad, the Best Among Exalted Devotees. Tata karbya dibi. I cannot read. Sorry. Tata karya dibi sar. No. Tata karya dibi sardham. Munibi kumalaksha saha. Munibi kamalakshana daityanam danavanam cha praradham akarot patim tatakavyadibi shardham Munibhi kamalakshanaha datyanam danavanam cha pradam u pranan akarar praradam akarot patim Christian. Much better. Thank you. Munibi kamalakshanaha daityanandanavanam cha praradan akarot patim tatakaryadibi shardham Munibi kamalakshanaha daityanam danavanam cha praradan akarot patim tatakabhyadibi sardham Munibi kamalakshanaha Daityananda Navanam cha Praradam Akarot Patin Tatakabhyadibi Shardam Munibhi Kamalakshanaha Daitya Nandanavanancha Daitya Bandhanopatim. Ladies. Patim Tatakar Tatakabhya Dibi Shardhan Munibhi Kamalakshanaha Daityanandanabhanancha Praradam Akarot Patim. Today we're covering from 33 to? Okay. Tataha, thereafter, Kavya Adibihi, with Sukracharya and others, Sardhan, and with Munibihi, great saintly persons, Kamala Ashanaha, Lord Brahma, Daityanam, of all the demons, Danavanam, of all the giants, Cha. And Praradam Prahlad Maharaj Akarot created Patim, the master or king. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thereafter, along with Shukacharya and other great saints, Lord Brahma, whose seat is on the lotus flower, may Prahlad, the king of all the demons and giants in the universe. Purport. By the grace of Lord Narsingadev, Prahlad Maharaj became a greater king than his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad's inauguration was performed by Lord Brahma in the presence of other saintly persons and demigods. 41, okay. Okay, go next. 34. Okay. So, Pratinadya Tato, I just read the Sanskrit and the translation, so no need to repeat. Pratinandyantato deva prajujya paramashisha swadamadi jajutrajan brahmadhyā pratipujita. O King Yudhisthira, after all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma were properly worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj, they offered Prahlad their utmost benedictions and then return to their respective abodes. Evancha parsado Vishnu putratvam prati prapitao dite hidistena hari hidristi tena harina vairabhavena tau hatau. Thus, the two associates of Lord Vishnu, who had become Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, the sons of Diti, were both killed. By illusion they had thought that the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, was their enemy. Purport. The discourse concerning Lord Nrisimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj began when Maharaj Yudhisthira asked Narada how Shishupal has merged into the body of Krishna. Shishupal and Dantavakra were the same Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Here, Narada Muni is relating how in three different births the associates of Lord Vishnu were killed by Lord Vishnu himself. First, there were the demons Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Text 36. Punascha viprasapena rakshashautau babhu batu kumbhakarna dasagrivau hatautau ramabikramai. Being cursed by the Brahmanas, the same two associates took birth again as Kumbhakarna and the ten-headed Ravana. These two Rakshasas were killed by Lord Ramachandra's extraordinary power. Text 37. Sajanao judi nirbhina hidajao rama sajakai tachitao jahatur deham jata praktanajam mani. Pierced by the arrows of Lord Ramachandra, both Kumbhakarna and Ravana laid on the ground and left their bodies, fully absorbed in thoughts of the Lord, just as they had in their previous birth as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Text 38. Tabihatta punarjatao shishupala karushajao harau bairanu bandhena pashyataste samijatu. Translation: they both took birth again in human society as Shishupal and Dantavakra, and continue in the same enmity towards the Lord. It is they who merge into the body of the Lord in your presence. Vairanu bandhena, acting that the Lord's enemy is also beneficial for the living entity. Kamat dvesha bhajat snehat, whether in lust, desire, anger, fear, or envy of the Lord, somehow or other, as recommended by Srila Rupa Goswami, tasmat kenapi upayena, one should become attached to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and ultimately achieve the goal of returning home back to Godhead. What then it is to be said of one who is related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead as servant, friend, father, mother, or conjugal lover? Text 39. Enat purva kritan jatat rajana krishna bairanat jahustente tat atmanah kitapesha krito jata. Not only Shishupal and Dantavakra, but also many other kings who acted as enemies of Krishna obtained salvation at the time of death. Because they thought of the Lord, they received spiritual bodies and forms the same as his, just as worm captured by a black drone obtained the same type of body as the drone. What is a black drone? A wasp? Some other creatures, I guess. Purport. The mystery of yogic meditation is explained here. Real yogis always meditate on the form of Vishnu within their hearts. Consequently, at the time of death, they give up their bodies while thinking of the form of Vishnu and thus obtain Vaikuntha-loka, Vishnu-loka, Vaikuntha-loka, where they receive bodily features the same as those of the Lord. From the sixth canto, we have already learned that when the Vishnu Dutas came from Vaikuntha to deliver Ajamil, they look exactly like Vishnu, with four hands and the same features of Vishnu. Therefore, we may conclude that if one practices thinking of Vishnu and is fully absorbed in thinking of him at the time of death, one returns home back to Godhead. Even enemies of Krishna who thought of Krishna in fear, bhaya, such as Kim Kamsa, receive bodies in a spiritual identity similar to that of the Lord. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitan Jana Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishayapatara Shimate Rupa Swamiti Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishayapatara Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gaurabani Pracharine Nirvesesha Sunyavadi Pashatyade Satarine Bancha kalpa tarubhya sha kripa sindhu bhya vacha patitanam pavanevyo paishnavevyo namo namaha. So, the conclusion of this wonderful pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and the whole big drama, or we won't call it drama, but this, yeah, pastime that involves so many different aspects of the Lila of the Lord, which starts with the cursing of Jai and Vijay, the two doorkeepers of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha, who were cursed by the four Kumaras to take birth as three times in the material world as enemies of the Lord. And this was the first, this was a narration. Well, actually it's explained that this whole narration came about when King Yudhisthira was very puzzled about Shishupal being such a nasty, having such a nasty feelings towards Krishna, was given his soul in front of everybody when his head was chopped by the disc of the Lord, by the chakra. In front of everybody, his soul just merged into the body of the Lord. Krishna enters into the lotus feet of Krishna. So that was very puzzling because that's a destination of great, great personalities, transcendentalists. And a transcendentalist is someone who is capable of fully controlling the senses and controlling the mind and controlling the senses. So, and to be to the stage of the transcendentalists that they actually can achieve liberation from this material, you know, creation, is an extremely elevated condition. Specifically, there is five types of liberations that we hear. Let me see if I can remember the Sanskrit. Probably some of you remember this. Sharsti, which is one receive the same opulences of the Lord. So when then there is Sarupya, that ones receive the same bodily features of the Lord. So then those Prabhupada explained here, like the Vishnu Dutas, they look exactly like Lord Vishnu, you know, beautiful form, arm form, bluish in color, nice ornaments like that. So Sarupya, Samipya. Samipya means that. What is Samipya? Anyone remembers what Samipya? The same resin. Then it's Salokya, the same planet, right? Samipya is that one becomes an associate of the same resin. Right. And there's Salokya, which is one achieve the same location, the same planets of the Lord. And then there's Sayujya, which is one merges into the body of the Lord, or into the effulgence of the Lord, which is the impersonal liberation. Of the five, the Vaishnavas, they consider this fifth one, this Sayujya, as pretty hellish. Because it declines the loving exchange or relationship with the Lord. So, however, even those who achieve this Sayujya Mukti, they're extremely elevated personalities, very, very powerful yogis, that after great austerities, they're able to obtain that position. So it's very puzzling that seeing someone who was so out of control, because Shishupal was so, his mind was so disturbed, that just imagine the situation. There was this great sacrifice. It was the Rajasuya sacrifice that is performed by the emperor of the world, in which the whole world contributes to. So imagine, you know, I mean, people make a big deal when there's something like the Olympics or something like that, that the whole world comes, or the majority of the world comes together, you know, into a big gathering to celebrate, you know, and to, you know, everybody contributes with athletes and thing, and it's a big thing. Or, you know, or some, you know, a sport world event, you know, the soccer World Cup or something like that. Everybody goes crazy all over the world. Imagine, you know, a sacrifice in which every kingdom of the world contributes, you know, wealth and creates this world sacrifice, basically, in which the king of the world is recognized. So you have all the greatest personalities of the world, not only the kings and, you know, great politicians, all the greatest personalities, you know, great saintly persons, they come together and they have this amazing gathering with this great performance. And then it comes this guy in the middle of it and basically trash, start to speak, you know, all these dirty things, you know, and insults and create this big scene. So a person like that have to be completely out of control. I mean, you may have some enmity, but if you are, you know, like you see in a place like the United Nations, you know, there are countries that hate each other, but somehow or other they keep some control, you know. They try to insult, you know, by giving some political, you know, speech like that, but, you know, they, it's not that they just start to curse, you know, and point fingers and, you know, pull out his swords and, you know, like that type of thing, you know. That was Shishupal. In the middle of this great, great gathering, this guy was completely out of control, insulting Krishna. And then the thing was so horrible that all the great personalities that were there, Bhishma Dev and the Pandavas and so many other great kings, they were so insulted and so, you know, disgusted by this behavior that they decided, we're going to kill this guy. right here. Balaram was, you know, pulling his mace, you know. Bhima was, you know, like his face was red. Bhishma Dev was, you know, the greatest, you know, the most powerful warrior, and he was, you know, he was pulling his sword. And then Krishna, who was being insulted by this out of control fellow, he just get everybody, no, you all calm down, let him speak, let him vent out. And anyway, this guy, Krishna, blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. And he went like that for like quite a bit. I mean, apparently, Krishna gave the benediction because this fellow hated Krishna from the very time of his birth. It is explained that I can't remember exactly the past time, maybe some of you remember, but something like at the time of his birth, something like Krishna was present, and then he as a, you know, newborn, evenly expressed on like hated of Krishna. He hated Krishna from the very beginning. And so much that his mother was a little concerned, which they were family. They were part of the family. They were in the family of Krishna. And they were related. There was some sort of relation. Is that right? They were cousins or something like that, no? His aunt, right? So she asked a benediction to Krishna, please, you know, I mean, this guy is going to be, is so hateful towards you, and you are, you know, they recognize Krishna. So please, give him a blessing, you know, don't, you know, I hope that you don't going to kill him. And then Krishna said, yeah, well, he can sort of offend me up to 100 times, something like that, right? So, and after that, well, I, you know, I don't, you know, up to that is fine. After that, so, so he had that benediction, and then Krishna say, okay, let him speak. When he say the 100th insult, then Krishna chop his head, right in the middle of this great assembly. And the most amazing thing happened as his head was chopped. Everybody was, you know, surprised and taken back. Imagine this whole scene. He's, you know, this bloody scene. Krishna chopped his head with his Sudarshan Chakra. And the soul of Shishupal just raised into the sky. And then, whoop, it went into Krishna's lotus feet and merged in front of everybody. So, Yudhisthira Maharaj was present there. And this is something that, how do you explain this? How do you explain something like that happened? When that's what, you know, great, great yogis, great, great transcendentalists aspire to, and they obtain in the, you know, is very rarely obtained, is something that requires so much, you know, austerities and you know, hard, like, yeah, hard, very big austerities, hard work. And how is this fellow obtains that? So Yudhisthira couldn't understand it, and he had that doubt. And he asked Narada Muni when he had the first chance, and Narada Muni then explains the whole background of who was Shishupal. And Shishupal, in previous births, was he the older? Dantabraka was the older. Shishupal was more like the younger, right? Or the older. Well, he could have been either Ravana or Kumbhakarna, and Hiranyaksha, I can't remember, I'm sorry, I didn't have the chance to prepare, but Ravana was a Shishupal, okay. So Ravana, he was in his previous verse with Ravana, and his previous verse was Hiranyakashipu. So the whole narration comes, how they were cursed, you know, by the four Kumaras, and how they came as these demons. And he explained that how is that a demon of such a nature, you know, like hateful nature towards Krishna, is able to obtain this type of liberation, and what is that element that was there that allowed this to happen? What was that element that they were always thinking of Krishna? So it is explained, Srila Prabhupada quotes it, Srila Rupa Goswami, right? In one of the Srila Rupa Goswami, that whether in lusty desire, anger, fear, or envy of the Lord, somehow or other, you should become attached to the Lord. Well, you know, by thinking. So it is explained, like say, for example, Kamsa. It is explained that he will look in the mirror and he will see Krishna. He will wake up. He was thinking of Krishna all the time in fear. Because there was the omen that Krishna was going to kill him. So, constantly thinking of Krishna. And he got killed by Krishna. So, what was the last thing that he's seeing? Krishna's punching his head. So, that constant meditation of Krishna is what allows this to happen. So then the recommendation is that somehow or other, just become attached to thinking of Krishna. Krishna always, you know, in one's thoughts, like that. And Prabhupada explained what to speak. If this is something that could happen to people who have enmity towards Krishna, then what to speak of the devotees? So, just analyzing this a little bit more, the demons, those who have enmity towards Krishna, receive in general the liberation of merging into the effulgence of Krishna. However, it's explained here that some of this, they receive the Sarupya Mukti. It's explained that they received the same bad, you know, they went back home, back to Godhead, and received the same bodily features of the Lord. So I didn't prepare, but I'm assuming, and I'm gonna just let you know that I don't know much about. So, but for what I read here, why my thought goes is that it's because they were Jai and Vijay. That was their original position. But in general, we hear that demons, when they get killed by Krishna himself, like Putana, Agasura. Agasura also, you know, his soul merged into Krishna. So they have the same, they have this merging into the body of the Lord, this Sayuja Mukti. The Sayuja Mukti, although it's liberation, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. And that's why those who are Vaishnavas, they consider that as bad as going to hell. Because it's not, you know, the relationship with Krishna is not there. There's a famous verse, I think it's in the prayers of Lord Brahma. Jiniera vindaksha vimukta maninas twajiyasta bhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhyo krichena padam padam tata padanti ado nadrita yushman angrajaha. This verse describes all the trans. The in this prayers of Lord Brahma, he first prays the devotees, the devotees of the Lord, and he explains that the devotees of the Lord, they obtain the association of the Lord, and but they're also very kind, as they easily cross over the ocean of material existence, because they take shelter on the lotus feet of the Lord, who is like a boat that allows this very, very easy cross, the material ocean, the insurmountable material ocean. And they're very kind, because although they use that boat to cross the ocean, somehow or other, by the mystic power and their kindness, they leave the boat again in the other shore. So imagine you crossing an ocean, you go from America to Europe, and when you reach Europe, the boat, you know, is back in America, you know, like it's always there. So the boat is left for all others, and so much that the ocean actually, it becomes, you know, shrink into the size of a hoof print, the water that is whole in a hoof print made by the calf. So that insurmountable ocean becomes, you know, like a little puddle, like that. And the vehicle, which is the lotus feet of the Lord, the boat, becomes almost like a bridge, you know, something you just jump and then you're over the, like that. So Lord Brahma is praising the devotees, and then he's saying, then jeniera vindaksha, all other transcendentalists, that's a different story. Jeniera vindaksha, vimukta maninas, they think in their mind, vimukta maninas means, you know, in their mind, they believe, or they think that they're liberated. But jeniera vindaksha vimukta maninas twayi asta bhava avishuddha buddhaya, their buddhi is avishuddha. Avishuddha means it's contaminated. It's very contaminated, actually. The intelligence is polluted. And because of this pollution of the intelligence, then aruhyo krichena padam padam tata, that after very, very hard austerities, so much hard work, they're able to achieve what in their mind, with their polluted intelligence, they think is the highest destination, which is, you know, merging into you know, the Brahma Jyoti. That's the highest destination in the mind. Very soon, Prabhupada, you know, quote this verse a lot. Padan padan tata. What is it? Padanti adho nadrita. Then very soon they fall down. Why they fall down? Because they haven't taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So it's a type of liberation that is not really liberation. And why is not really liberation? Because liberation means taking shelter on the lotus feet of the Lord.
And for those who take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, then there is this, the destination is go back home, back to Godhead. In the association of the Lord, in loving relationship with the Lord, there's a very also remarkable point that that makes us appreciate what we're receiving by the mercy of, you know, our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, that comes from the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tushe Namaha. That Lord Chaitanya is making available through his Sankirtan movement, through the disciplic succession that comes from Lord Chaitanya, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the opportunity to not only receive liberation, but also come into a very intimate setting of Krishna in his personal, you know, planet, Goloka Vrindavan, and be part of that intimate association with Krishna in his most intimate setup. And we have the opportunity to go there, which is also quite inconceivable if you think about it, when we talk about, you know, these amazing personalities that we read in the Bhagavatam, and many of them are in you know, in association with the Lord in different Vaikuntha planets, or, you know, other realms like Dwarka or Ayodhya. But the highest is this Krishna Loka. And that's something that I personally cannot understand, and I'm not worried about that now. I'm really worrying about, you know, being able to chant my rounds nicely and, you know, and then make sure that I'm steady in my sadhana. But just thinking about that is just mind-boggling. I mean, if Yudhisthira Maharaj was a little confused by Shishupal merging into, you know, the effulgence of the Lord, this is really confusing. Like any one of us out of the street, you know, at one point, if we follow the process that Prabhupada has given us, we can land, you know, in the association, on the intimate association of the Lord. Well, that's pretty far out. Any comments or questions?
Yeah. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. You were mentioned in the past time.
I think it's not on, maybe. It's
Hello. It's on, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on. You were mentioning your past time about Shishupala and Krishna. I mean, I read some Bhaktivinoda Thakura's, some lessons he had in regards to those pastimes, but I'm not sure what lesson to be learned from that. But this pastime reminds me of one thing, one devotee I appreciated, he said that Lord Vishnu has four weapons, and he used the Shudanshan chakra on Shishupala, is that correct? And to cut his head off. So one devotee, he made a very nice point. He said, in general, if we had to choose a weapon, the best weapon we could choose is the flower, which represents like humility. Sometimes we try to slice people's misconceptions with our Shudanshan chakra, et cetera, and bang them all over here with our... So my question is that I'm not sure what particular lesson is, but in regards to what this devotee said, how do we know what circumstances? It seems like the weapon we should carry all the time is the flower, our humility, but sometimes how do we distinguish when to, let's say, tolerate them or just move away if we can't tolerate them? Or because we see that the saints, you know, they're very compassionate. You know, it's not like that every time somebody makes an offense like Shishupal, you know, I'm turning my back on you. So what's the best weapon we can use, or how do we decide, you know, in what circumstances to treat people, basically? You know, because sometimes we see Krishna forgives, then sometimes he slices people's heads off. It's so many, you know, scenarios. How do we decide?
Krishna is Krishna, and he is the one who has the weapons, you know. And as far as our weapon is Trinarapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahizuna Amaninama Nadina Kirtani Jasahari. That's what we should concentrate on. That's what we should cultivate. And, you know, like we hear this long weekend that the recommendation is that we wear that around our neck. And that's what we should always meditate, is in cultivating being humble, tolerant, and offering respect to all the devotees, serving the devotees. And if we can do that, that's the best weapon. That's all I can say. And Nityananda Pranaprabhu.
I really appreciated the last point that you just made. So I want to share a realization, or at least an insight. We hear that it's very difficult to understand Krishna with our blunt senses. However, with the mood of service, Krishna reveals himself. Right? That's the Nectar of Devotion verse. Paraphrased. And so Yudhishthira Maharaj, there's no question in his mood of service, is up there as a pure devotee who Krishna would see, and he would see Krishna face to face. Krishna would offer him obeisances. And so they're so intimate. Yet Krishna's compassion is something so astounding even for Yudhishthira Maharaj. That how is it possible that for persons who are so inimical, even they get liberation? So what to, as you were saying, well, how can we necessarily appreciate fully or even partially what that means for us? For us, it's a narration of a story, and it's wonderful, and we philosophically talk about it as liberation, etc. But the importance that Yudhishthira Maharaj wants to know is not the technicality of it, but the heart of Krishna.
Mm.
What's that heart like? That for a person of, or persons of such caliber, they get liberation. What to speak of those, that's how Prabhupada writes in the purport, what to speak of those who are so close to Krishna.
Right.
So thank you for bringing that up.
Actually, it's beautiful. Thank you so much for highlighting that. That, you know, is something of the beauty when we read these pastimes, is that you're having, what is that government does when they look, you know, they try to hear your telephone conversations,
wiretapping.
Yeah, well, not as gross as that, but somehow we have access to the heart and the mind of the devotee and Krishna, and how those exchanges go. It's just the narration of hearing Prahlad's heart, you know, how he expressed himself, and the Lord Nrisingadev himself, you know, having this beautiful, you know, and loving feelings towards Prahlad, and then just as you say, Yudhishthira Maharaj just being so appreciative of Krishna's, try to understand Krishna's heart that is beyond understanding, is basically there, because I'm sure Yudhisthira Maharaj had that, he had that loving relationship with Krishna, so he have an understanding of Krishna's loving heart. But actually, it goes beyond, he's realizing that it's beyond understanding. It's an unlimited ocean of love and kindness, you know, that is able to cover others. So, it's very wonderful. Yeah. Any other comment or questions? Actually, before finishing, I wanted to ask this question during the weekend that I didn't have the chance, in terms of after this tribute, they still decided, Jai and Vijay, that they wanted to be part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, right? So they came as Jagai Madai, right? That's what we hear from. So I wanted to hear a little more about how that happened, you know? That although their quota was finished, you know, they did the tribute in the material world as demons, and I'm imagine they really wanted to go back home, back to, you know, to their position. That too much for that, but they still, I guess, when they hear what Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, what in the mood of Radharani, woohoo! I'm signing myself on. Demons, sure, you know, we have already we have some nice experience, you know, as being enemies of the Lord and demons, you know, to enhance his pastime. So, you need any demons in the pastime? You know, you just volunteer. Yeah, anyone is volunteer. Lord Brahma, yeah, me too. So, anyway, that's my speculations. Sorry about that. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.